Welcome to Grandpa's Tales of Terror. Nice that you weren't too scared to join us. Let's see if we can change that. We are continuing with Spore, a.k.a. Tale of a Fun Guy, Infected. Now close your eyes and let your imagination carry you into a world of fear and horror.
One week into the return trip, an urgent message had been sent by Dr. Bell. The message had been encrypted so that no one else could view it. ComTech Remac requested the captain come to the communications console. Giving the captain a pair of headphones to wear, Remac started the message, which went to a password screen. After punching in her six-digit PIN, then answering the prompt question, Strong viewed the message. When the message ended, Strong then told Remac to send a reply back saying that the message was received and proper actions will be taken to ensure the safety of the crew and the colony. Remac looked at Strong and asked if everything was okay because she seemed to be very troubled. Strong looked at her, not saying anything, then said that she was going to her compartment and not to be disturbed. Remac nodded her head. After a couple of hours of thinking, Strong left her compartment, went to the head, disinfected her hands, and went into the eating area of the ship. Ketchman and Grenhall were in there, sitting, talking, and enjoying a cup of freeze-dried coffee. Arriving, Grenhall asked her if she wanted a cup, to which she politely declined. But she did ask Grenhall if he could let her and Ketchman have a few moments. Grenhall said of course, and took his coffee with him to the ship's bridge. Grenhall then caught up with Remac, who was sitting at the communications console. Quietly he asked Remac if she knew what the captain wanted to talk to Ketchman about. Remac shook her head and told him that the captain had received an encrypted message from Mission Control, but didn't know what the message was about. After a few minutes, Ketchman's voice could be heard, elevated, getting louder. He then could be heard protesting. Then he left the eating area, leaving the captain alone. The door to his compartment was closed with more force than needed. All the other crew members were wondering what had happened and what was going on. After a couple of hours of silence on the ship, Strong asked everyone to come to the bridge, including Ketchman. Once everyone was there, she apologized for what had happened earlier. However, she wanted full disclosure as to why there was raised voices between herself and advanced engineer Ketchman. She asked Remac to bring the message up again. She punched in her personal identification number and password, then proceeded to play the video with everyone watching. A surveillance camera was showing an injured woman sitting on the floor of one of the storage buildings. The woman was recognized by everyone as the one that was taken away by the military police. She looked up and saw something. Because of her injury, she tried to back away from what she saw. Once in camera range, everyone could see that it was someone in a spacesuit approaching her. Once the person was closer, the helmet was taken off, and it was Ketchman. He put his helmet on the floor and looked like he was trying to help her. Then it happened. She sneezed right in Ketchman's face. Ketchman wiped away the spittle with his gloved hand and tried to help the woman stand. Allowing the woman to lean on him, he then picked up his helmet and put it back on. Dr. Bell's voice and image then came on, him stating that the results from the testing of the woman are still not available, but to keep a very watchful eye on Ketchman and that the crew's safety and the safety of the colony is to be kept at any cost. Silence. Then the animosity started. Ketchman was being ganged up on by the other crew members, excluding the captain. They were peppering him with questions as to why he lied about taking his helmet off. Is he infected? How could he be so selfish and not think about his crewmates? Then the questioning was directed towards the captain. What was going to be done with him? Should he be quarantined? asking everyone to calm down, Captain Strong told them that at this time, Ketchman will be monitored, and if any symptoms start showing, it will be dealt with at that time. Dismissing everyone, they went their separate ways. All of them isolated themselves away from Ketchman, except for Captain Strong. Ketchman was watched by everyone, their eyes not making contact with his. He told the captain that he did it to help the woman, who was scared, frightened. Captain Strong understood. However, it was an order, she told him, to jeopardize the crew, the mission, the colony, as she tried to get the point across without raising her voice. That was when he stormed out of the eating area a few days ago. Ketchman could feel that the others didn't trust him, but he didn't know what to do. All they could do was count down the days to when a sneeze or cough or both might happen. Everyone maintained a safe distance from him, except for the captain. She still talked to him, trying to make him feel that he was still part of the crew. He asked, what if he does develop a sneeze or cough or both? Captain Strong told him, we will cross that bridge when we get there, if we get there. The days counted down to the period if Ketchman, having the gurney effect, might rear its ugly head. The day when possible infection symptoms would begin came and went. Even when a couple of more days passed, everyone started to relax a bit. In his compartment reading, Ketchman put the book down, felt funny for a moment, then immediately grabbed his pillow. Pressing his face into the pillow as much as he could, Ketchman sneezed. It wasn't a big sneeze, but a sneeze nonetheless. He waited, wondering if anyone had heard him. Pulling the pillow away from his face and not hearing anything, he relaxed. Then all of a sudden, a very loud sneeze occurred. It could be heard through the entire ship, almost sounding like it vibrated off the hull. Footsteps were heard getting closer and closer to his compartment. Then, the door to the compartment was opened. Getting up, Ketchman walked outside into a cauldron of emotions coming from his crew members. Everyone was angry except for Captain Strong. She placed herself in between Ketchman and the rest of the crew, telling everyone to remain calm. She then turned to Ketchman and asked if he indeed did sneeze. Looking at everyone, he said, yes. Hertzen then asked Captain Strong what was she going to do about it, adding they don't have an area to quarantine to make sure no spores or fungus or whatever doesn't get spread around. Just then, Ketchman sneezed again. Voices erupted at once, condemning him, and that something needs to be done now. After a moment, Strong told them for the time being, Ketchman will stay in the airlock, which would be the best place. It's a sealed area, positive pressure in the ship, and a bit of a negative pressure in the airlock would keep anything from getting in. Ketchman told them that they didn't have to do this, that he wasn't infected, but his words fell on deaf ears. Strong told him to gather up what he wanted to take with him into the airlock. Meals would be given to him and he would be monitored in the event symptoms worsened. Again, Ketchman told him he did not have the gurney effect, but Strong gave the order. Grenhall and Hertzen then stepped forward to carry out the captain's order. Grabbing his stuff, Ketchman walked to the airlock. Remak opened the inside door of the lock. Once inside, the door was shut, with everyone looking at Ketchman through the window as if he was an animal in the zoo. Over the next few days, Ketchman started feeling worse. Not only was he sneezing, but also coughing and was having some trouble breathing. Strong kept asking Remak if they had received anything from Mission Control or Dr. Bell regarding the test results of the woman. Remak told her that when they do, she would tell her, but there has been nothing. Strong then told Remak to send a message asking about the test results. Ketchman's health worsened over the next couple of weeks, coughing, sneezing fits, having trouble catching his breath. He wasn't eating or didn't feel like it. Very little urination due to dehydration. Nobody wanted to open the airlock with him being with us. The next day, static with glimpses of a voice started coming over the ship's speakers. Remak was at the console, trying to zero in on the message, but there was constant interference. It definitely was Dr. Bell's voice, and he was talking about the woman's test results. But the message was very badly broken up and extremely difficult to understand. Strong told her to put it on the speakers so that everyone might be able to hear what was being said.
Test results. Barring G's infected. G's infect. I will contact you as to what Richmond. Please acknowledge.
That was the end of the transmission. Even after the crew members heard it, no one knew for sure what Bell had said about the woman. No one could decipher what he had said regarding the woman's condition. It was up to the four of them to decide Ketchman's fate. The next few hours they debated. Everyone did hear Bell say woman and infected, but was that all of the transmission? Was there more? With only 3 months left till they reached Mars, a decision had to be made. Technically, there was a couple of weeks left until Ketchman's chest, apparently, would explode. Strong brought up the fact that Dr. Bell had said once the chest explodes, the fungus is dead. Hertzen then brought up the question, what if the fungus doesn't die in space? What if it only dies on Earth? What if? Strong came back saying that they are dealing with a man's life. There can't be any what ifs. She could tell that the three of them weren't convinced of anything. She concluded that they would maintain observing Ketchman for the time being, then dismissed all of them. Captain Strong hoped there wasn't going to be any trouble.